is Free Talk Live. We kick off Hour 3, the Wednesday edition of the show. As always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
As always, we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there, totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Coming up, Melissa, you've got an interesting story about women and diamonds, and how maybe they're not as popular now as they used to be. I want to explore this because diamonds are a pet peeve of mine. But first, to Park City, Utah. Floyd Landis from ABC News would have a tough time in this mining town turned ski mecca. His abnormally high testosterone levels, whether synthetic or natural, would have to be curbed in this mountain town. In many areas, the speed limit is 20 miles per hour.
Okay.
And should Landis ever venture deeper into the Rocky Mountains, he'd find the speed limit is even lower. Beginning today, Denver police began enforcing a 15-mile-per-hour speed limit for bicyclists.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. For bicyclists?
Why do we need this?
In the Mile High... Maybe they'll explain. In the Mile High City's Washington Park, the park, which surrounds a small man-made lake not far from downtown, is popular with joggers, dog walkers, and other bicyclists. That's created a problem. Congestion and collisions were getting out of hand. On the asphalt trail that surrounds the lake and on another trail that runs along the city's picturesque Cherry Creek, bicyclists race at breakneck speeds, frequently scaring other trail users, or in some cases, knocking them over.
Well, wait a minute. Wouldn't the cure to this be possibly having a bicycle path for the bicyclist?
That's a sensible idea.
Seems like a good idea to me.
Well, apparently, according to real estate agent Don Raymond, they wear their little spandex outfits and think they're racing in the Tour de France.
Dear God.
They're kind of a joke, but they are dangerous, she adds. Police have painted a yellow line down the middle of the Washington Park path. Bikers are supposed to use the outside lane and travel counterclockwise. Everyone else is directed to the inner lane and is supposed to travel clockwise. So they're opposing traffic, therefore each can see the other coming. Not a bad idea.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Police spokesman Sonny Jackson laughs at suggestions that the department may have to use a radar gun to track the speed. The police aren't sure whether they'll actually issue speeding tickets. They aren't sure. Well, they just haven't tasted the money yet.
I was going to say, as soon as they start collecting some of those fines,
they'll be happy. That's the difference.
How fast does the average bicyclist go? I mean, if you're really pedaling hard, how fast can you get a bike to go?
I think maybe 20, 25 miles an hour.
Really?
Really?
Well, how fast can a person run?
No more than 10
miles an hour is would be running awfully quickly.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it takes me about 8 minutes to run a mile. And that's a little, I mean, I'm not a super runner.
Isn't that a
like
6 minute
that.
Mile?
Yeah, that's about a 6 minute mile.
So, I mean, you probably get a little bit above 10, but not much.
Right. The other difficulty is how to determine whether you're riding or racing over 15 miles an hour. Will bicycles soon come equipped with speedometers and limiters?
Yeah, are they going to require you to have a speedometer on your bicycle now?
How else are you supposed to know?
Well, how else would you know? And it's not easy. The thing is if you want to practice being one of these racer guys, the speedometer puts drag on the bike, on the tire.
Yeah. Does it really?
You don't need drag on your tire if you're trying to be a racing bike guy, because you're putting all the power you possibly can, you know, in it through your legs. That's a bad thing.
This is a ridiculous speed limit law.
It really is. Gardy Jackson, a physical fitness trainer in Park City, says the solution is simple. Ride uphill, he says. It's a great way to relieve stress and stay in shape, and he says no one races uphill, at least not at the mountain high altitudes of northern Utah and Colorado. But in the flats of Denver, where the paths are smooth and invite high-speed cycling, the new 15-mile-per-hour law is a welcome regulation. I'm not sure who's welcoming it. Certainly not the bicyclists.
I wouldn't think so.
The realtor says, it's a terrific idea, but I still require my son and daughter to wear helmets, and I'll only let them ride during non-peak times on weekdays. I walk to work, and even with the new lower speed limit, I still stay off the bike paths. The grass is a lot safer.
Well, there you go. If you're having a problem, and, you know, I mean, if you're afraid of getting hit by a bicyclist, freaking walk on the grass.
Stay off the bike path.
I don't understand that.
There's two paths. There's the walking path and the bike path.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to get hit, stay in your lane.
Yeah, we tell kids not to play in the road. Why would they be playing in the bike path?
It's just more of this nanny state mentality, this idea that we need the government to crack down here. There's too many people enjoying their bicycles at too high a speed. We need to have speed limits for bicyclists.
And this is gonna, ridiculous.
The politicians love to copy one another. They love to pick up and borrow ideas. There are going to be other politicians in other areas of the country. They're going to read this article, and they're going to say, yeah.
That's a way to make more money.
We don't make any money off of bicyclists. Now we can make some cash off of these guys. Bicycle speed limits.
Well, I know in the state of Florida that it's required, you know, that bicyclists, they have to follow certain motorist laws. But, I mean, we're talking about a completely different situation here. We're not talking about a bicyclist on a street. They're on a path. They're in an area where they're going to be expected to be riding their bicycle. I mean,
designated for this,
and they're still requiring a speed limit. And who are they to tell me that I have to ride my bike uphill?
Who are they to tell you you have to wear a helmet? I mean, this is just an extension of the same stupid idea that you can't make decisions for yourself, and mommy government will make them for you.
I mean, what am I supposed to do if, like, my ride consists of me riding uphill, and to get home I have to ride downhill? Am I just supposed to apply the brakes? The whole time, I mean,
are they gonna have a downhill speed? Are they gonna have a downhill speed and an uphill speed?
It sounds to me like they would need to.
Well, it's clear that they're trying to protect the children who might be wander aimlessly into the bike path. So yes, it's the same speed up and down.
Okay, but can we protect children who wander out into the street? I mean, in residential neighborhoods, they lower the speed limit, but not to that low.
You know, these are probably twisty, turny bike paths. I'm saying that as all we're doing is this is an extension of what they're already doing.
It's just the next step.
It is really the next step.
And what's going to come after this? I mean, maybe the speed limit is just for this one park, but maybe it'll go citywide soon. And of course, they're using the excuse of people are getting hurt.
Don't they always use that excuse, though? Yeah. It's always about the people.
Anything that could possibly hurt someone, the government's got to get involved and regulate it to death. Regulate it until no one wants to ride their bicycles anymore.
I'm curious to know. I mean, I'd like to ride next to a car and have somebody on a bicycle and have somebody, you know, actually tell me the speed that I'm riding along at. Pace me in a car and let me know.
I think you'd be going doing an amazing speed at 30 miles an hour.
But 15,
really,
I mean.
And what's more dangerous, a car crashing into a little baby at 35 miles an hour or a bicycle crashing into a little baby at 20 miles an hour? Which one's worse?
Well, clearly the car is going to do more damage, but you can't say that a person or a child isn't going to be hurt by being hit by a bike.
You know what? Kids are hit by cars all the time, and it's time to reduce the speed limit. Cars should go no more than 10 miles an hour. We need governors on the above second gear.
Yeah, I agree with you.
We've
got to
save the children.
Must save them.
I mean, am I right? Kids get hurt by cars all the time.
They do.
So, wouldn't that be a sensible solution? No, of course not. It's insane. Keep your kids within your vision. Make sure they know to look both ways when they cross the street or the bike path.
The next thing you know, as you said, they'll be putting restrictions on speed limit for runners and walkers. And before you know it, you can't push your stroller any faster than 5 miles per hour.
Yeah, you might come to a stop too fast and eject the baby from the stroller. In fact, babies and strollers should have helmets on, too, while we're at it.
Yes,
I mean, that's dangerous stuff.
Certain.
They might just decide to get up and, I mean, what if the parent doesn't buckle the baby in? We need mandatory buckling laws, mandatory helmet laws in case the buckle fails and the baby takes a spill. We don't want that to happen. We want to protect the kids.
Yeah, I wonder. They should actually write a ticket to the parent for not buckling in their child in a stroller. More money.
Oh, what can we say? Toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. So it seems silly. It seems like, oh, it's just another speed limit. Whatever. It's just a bicyclist. They wear their spandex, and no one cares about them. But first they came for the bicyclists, and then they might come for you. Maybe you're going to be doing something that'll endanger a child someday. Endanger, by the way, a child who's clearly not being monitored by his or her parents. Well, look, if as a parent, if you're going to a park and you know it won't take you long to ascertain that said park has a bike path, you'll know that there's going to be bicyclists going zoom, zoom, zoom,
zoom
on the bike path. And wherever there's things going zoom, your baby probably shouldn't be allowed to be nearby. Maybe you should just take a little bit of responsibility for yourself and keep an eye on your kids. More's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live. Women, diamonds, plasma TVs. ladies are changing their preferences. We'll explore on the way. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark. I invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. A broadband version of the show awaits you, as well as a dial-up version. Enjoy them both totally free at freetalklive.com. And you need to know, that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. To the phones, to the fun, to Eddie in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello, Eddie.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I enjoy listening to you people.
Oh, I'm glad that's the case, Eddie. What's on your mind, sir?
But I have one problem.
Okay.
By coming up with, you know everything that they're coming up with. They want to get rid of the United States and have a North American Union, right?
We've heard rumors.
We've heard this. Yeah.
Well, it's not rumors. It's right on the government site. I got it right in front of me.
Yeah, SPP.gov, right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, now... You know by the direction they're going, they want to destroy this country.
Oh, they pretty much already have, but yes, go ahead.
Okay, they destroyed this country. The states are gone.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're really going for, which I like the title, is Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, freedom. It's not about any state. It's about freedom.
I totally agree.
And there's one other thing that you people aren't talking about.
Hmm.
What about all these civilian detention camps that they got in this country, enough to hold almost 200 million people with?
I thought that they had a contract to build detention camps, but they haven't actually built them.
No, they're actually built. I've got the locations of all of them.
Really?
Yes, and I even got the new ones that they just opened up.
Were they built back in the days when they were detaining the Japanese during World War II? Because they were used back then, right?
But those were small ones. But then they started doing it, I think, it was after Kennedy, I know, that they started getting into this little by little.
It's a pretty scary idea, man. I mean, there's no doubt that the federal government is getting more and more out of control as the days go by. And well, it is about freedom. Well, we need to get our freedoms back.
Well, it is out of control, number one. Number two is what we have to do, if we stand a chance in hell of getting out of this, is we have to talk about the real issues. We have to talk about what they're doing with our troops. They've exhausted most of our National Guard, so that we're supposed to have 1 million National Guard in this country at all times. We're down below 300,000.
Yeah, we don't have anything like that.
The bases are hurting so bad, some of them can't pay their own utility bills.
The military bases?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Bases are having a huge problem, and just about every unit is...
The ones in this country.
Yeah, just about every...
I'm sure the 700 bases around the world are doing just fine, right?
Well, outside of this country, maybe.
Right.
But you know why? Because we no longer have a U.S. military.
It's the world military now.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that ought to really scare you.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm plenty frightened by where this government is going. Although, let me ask you this. What is your plan? I mean, you're saying we should talk about these things, and Free Talk Live talks about all kinds of things every night on the show. But really, what do you expect the average American who cares a lot about Pamela Anderson and Britney Spears and drinking beer every night, what do you think they're going to do? I mean, are they ever going to care?
Well, if they wake up, let me tell you something. I know of quite a few people down here that didn't know or didn't care about anything until all of a sudden they were faced with the facts, and it woke them up. And now, now the crowd is getting larger and larger. But you see, what we have to do is talk about the problems that we have, not create problems. In other words, that's the government's job. They create a problem, then they come back and say, now we got the solution.
And then their solutions inevitably create more problems, no doubt about it. So one of the solutions we have is, of course, the Free State Project. And the other
and the other thing that would go fine along with it is to take each one of these problems that we know are in front of us and start addressing them.
Hey, Eddie, do you think, as far as addressing them, what I'd like to address is getting rid of the federal government entirely? How do you feel about that? Why don't we just have the states just secede from the Union, and let's just have 50 different competing states?
You can't do that.
Why?
No. You wouldn't be able to do it. They wouldn't let you do it. They took the states' rights away from them during the Civil War.
I know, but that was back in the Civil War when news traveled very slowly. Are you telling me they would roll tanks into New Hampshire if we tried to secede?
Yes.
And then what would happen?
Well, let's put it this way. Why are the troops being told to eliminate all civilians when they go into a town?
What? Oh, you mean over in Iraq?
Not just in Iraq. Even the Israelis are told the same thing.
Why?
Okay? So if they, because if they will do it overseas, they will come back home and do it.
Well, we actually saw video footage last year during Katrina where there were National Guardsmen in the streets collecting guns from people, and one of the kids that was in the National Guard said he was prepared to shoot an American.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If not only that, but what you didn't see was they went into rich families' houses down there and took the guns away at gunpoint.
Yeah, we saw
that happen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, it was going
so
on.
What,
it happened.
So what the whole thing is that if we're going to talk, we have to talk the real, real important issues.
There you go. Well, that's what we're doing here on Free Talk Live. And, Eddie, we appreciate you bringing it all up. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
800-259-9231.
You know, the depth of his voice just sounded so menacing, but then it sort of had maybe a northern accent just a little bit, and it kind of threw off the menace. I just thought it was interesting.
He was definitely very, very
he had a deep, deep voice.
Yes.
But then there was a little bit of a box accent, which I think, some sort of northern
Mark,
accent.
Are you sure you're not gay?
What?
I'm sorry, I just had to throw that out.
Where did that come from?
Well, he's commenting on men's voices and how deep it was. Sorry.
Reasonably certain.
Okay.
Reasonably certain. Okay.
All right, toll-free number, 800-259-9231. But we can't be all serious all the time, or else people will start killing themselves. So, let's talk about something a little bit lighter, like diamonds. What's going on, Melissa?
Well, at one time, I would always say that diamonds were considered a girl's best friend. According
really
to this new U.S. study...
if your best friend is an inanimate object, you need a life.
Oh, but come on. Diamonds are great. I can't figure out this study. Anyways, according to this study that was done by market researcher TRU for the television network Oxygen Network, which I think a lot of people are familiar with.
That's the women's network.
Yeah, it's owned and operated by women. According to this survey, they found that women would prefer a new plasma TV to a diamond necklace.
Ooh.
This is 3 out of 4 women that were surveyed.
At least you can use the plasma TV.
Now,
yes, it has a function.
Wait a minute, though. But plasma TV, I don't get this because, in my opinion, I would much rather go for a diamond.
Why?
I mean, because a diamond's worth more, in my opinion.
What do you mean?
The value of it is
more.
It's not going to depreciate in value that much.
You're
what?
Out of your
no,
mind.
No, I think a plasma
Look,
TV
I,
would depreciate
on.
Quicker.
Pardon me just a second. I bought a diamond, let's see, for obviously a previous woman, and I bought it for...
Sucker.
I think I
don't even say
I think,
that.
I think that I got it for $2,100 all told. Like I got a real deal on it. It was retailed at $5, but I, you know,
okay.
talked about it and sold it for $650.
You sold it for $650.
Yeah.
And how long?
I went to 4 different people trying to sell it. $650 was my best offer.
The time doesn't matter. The amount of time between your
diamonds
purchase
will become more valuable.
But
dollars become less valuable.
Yes, that is true. However, I find it really hard to believe this survey. I think there are more women out there that would really rather have the diamond.
Well, we just touched on it. We're going to get more into this here. 800-259-9231. Are you a woman that is in love with diamonds? Or would you prefer a plasma TV? 800-259-9231.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It works great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
So right now we're talking about diamonds. Women love diamonds.
All women should love diamonds.
Maybe not anymore. Maybe the tide is changing. Melissa, you've got an interesting little survey that was done. What did the survey discover?
Well, the survey happened to discover that women would prefer, I guess, technological devices versus, say, a vacation, a nice romantic vacation, or even jewelry for that matter. According to this article, women were found on average to own 6.6 technological devices, while men own 6.9.
I wonder what qualifies as a technological device. Does something that goes bzzz qualify as a technological device?
Are you talking about an electric shaver?
Something electric.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I wonder if that does. I doubt it very seriously. No, I don't think that qualifies. The girl's gone
I don't like electric shavers because you can't get as close to the shave with them.
Yeah,
you know, that's true. You can't.
That's what I was talking about.
But we weren't really referring to that.
More
anyway,
from the survey.
The girl's gone wired, as it's called, survey of 1,400 women and 700 men.
Oh, they didn't have any reason to go ahead and skew their numbers one way or the other there, did they?
No.
They already called it the girl's gone wired
yes,
survey.
Yes, exactly. Anyways, they found that given the choice, women would opt for tech items rather than luxury items such as jewelry or vacations. The study found 77% of women surveyed would prefer a new plasma television to a diamond solitaire necklace, and 56% would opt for a new plasma TV over a weekend holiday.
Nice.
Yes. The study found over the next 5 years, women...
Well, I would think that anybody would take a new TV over a weekend holiday. I mean, I could stay... The TV's going to last you for years.
Less people wanted the TV over the holiday than wanted the TV over the diamond.
Yeah,
77% preferred the TV over the diamond.
That doesn't make any sense to me, but okay.
But women, I have. Let me just tell you something right now. Let me just make this very clear to you, okay? If you want a plasma TV, then when your anniversary rolls around, buy a plasma TV for the guy because your husband more than likely is going to want it anyway. So you might as well buy that and let him get you the diamond, and then you're both happy and you've got two items that you like.
No, don't listen
yes!
to her.
Look, listen to me.
Do,
I know what I'm talking about.
Actually, if you're a little bit more intelligent with your money, you won't buy either the diamond or the plasma TV.
Why is that,
And you'll
Ian?
Save the money and make a few extra mortgage payments instead. The problem is, one of the problems we have in this country is there's too many damn people whipping out the credit card and adding diamonds and plasma TVs to it.
Right. Okay, but
here's the good advice. Eliminate the crap from your life, okay? Because the crap isn't going to keep you in your old age. It's every dollar you save today is like that you put away today is like earning seven of them in retirement.
Let's talk more about that. Hang on. We got to go to the phones because ladies come first, and Helena is on the line. You're on with Free Talk Live. Hello, Helena in Chicago.
Yeah, it's Felina with a PH.
Oh, Felina. My apologies. What's
you
on
just
your...
added me to your MySpace, by the way, so that's how I found out about
you. Oh, great.
Cool.
Great. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, when I heard about this story here on CLTV, the first thing that came to my mind was if he was to buy, like, a 10,000K diamond ring for me, I would sit there and go through my mind, oh, I could get internet here, and then it'll beat all through the house, and I have this stereo system, and blah, 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 because I work at home, and a lot of people are working on the internet. So we want stuff. We
so
want
you're
technology.
Saying you would prefer something along those lines, something that you could use at home on a regular basis versus having that diamond ring?
Yep.
I would, if I was a woman, I'd be angry that someone bought me a diamond because it's a total waste of money.
Right, and I'm sitting here wanting the new version of PowerPoint for like $500.
Awesome. Very, very good point.
I think I love Felina already.
Yes, we are glad you are listening, Felina. Anything else on your mind?
Oh, nothing. Just my first time.
Oh, well, since you're so brand new, then you need to be introduced to the Shrine of Female Listeners. What I want you to do is go to shrine.freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's shrine.freetalklive.com. You'll see that we've got women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors that have sent us their photo, and we put them up. It's a validated photo, which means you prove in the picture that you're listening to the show. You'll see what I mean when you go there. And
okay.
We put you up on our website, so do that for me, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Felina.
No problem.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. A sensible woman who has realized that this diamond thing has been nothing more than a scam. Melissa, I'm sorry to tell you this.
Why are you saying
snookered?
That it's a scam?
You have been hoodwinked by a brilliant marketing campaign by a company called De Beers.
Now, wait a minute. What are you trying to say here, Ian? Are you saying that De Beers...
I am talking about the diamond conspiracy.
That the price of diamonds are artificially inflated by removing them from the marketplace.
Aha. Uh-huh. So,
there's
so
a company
is...
that basically owns most of the diamonds.
Like 99% of the diamond
mines.
And
there's plenty of them out there. Diamonds are not the most precious of gems, but they are the most expensive.
They have a vault.
I wonder why that is.
They have a vault.
Because somebody's been telling a big lie to the women of the world.
For decades. For decades, the lie has been being
Absolutely.
Told.
Absolutely. It used to be garnets that were given as engagement stones. But now, somehow or another, De Beers managed to do the diamond thing. They're crap. They're crap. Somewhere along
they're
the line.
They're not even that special.
Almost semi-precious.
Okay, well, they're not monopolizing the market so much anymore as they used to be, because I do know that De Beers, they've had a significant drop in their market share.
That's only
it's
because...
It's below 50%
that's
at this point.
Only because... Now, hold on. That may be 50% of sales, but they still have a near monopoly over real diamonds. The only reason why they're dropping in their market share is because of the processes that have been developed to create diamonds from scratch, essentially.
Well, Russia has a bunch of them that they're releasing now, from what I understand.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
With the drop of the Soviet Union, or the dissolution of the Soviet Union.
I was not aware of that. As I understood it, De Beers owns over 95% of
but
the diamond
if
mines.
You were the if you were Russia, wouldn't you go into cahoots with De Beers as much as you possibly could?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, look, here's how it works, Melissa. Back in I think it was the early part of the 20th century, they started this brilliant marketing campaign. They have a vault, as I understand it, full of diamonds, and they only release so many per year from the vault out for sale, that sort of thing. And they created this Diamond is Forever campaign, and with the shadowy figures, and it wasn't always that same campaign, but for a long time, for decades, they've been telling women through advertising that essentially you are not loved unless your husband or boyfriend buys you a diamond. That has been the message. And women have bought into
it. You're loved as much as the diamond is large.
That's right. The bigger the diamond, the more expensive it is, the more the love.
Now, I wouldn't think that at all, and I'm sorry that people, that women would actually believe something like that, because I'm not one who believes something like that. I don't believe the larger the diamond, the more you love me kind of a thing.
Well, some women believed it, and it got passed down from generation to generation. So because mom had a big diamond, and she thinks it's really important and expensive and wonderful to have, then her daughter's got to have a big diamond, and her daughter's got to have a big diamond. And
then
so
fine, pass the diamond down.
That doesn't work that way. Now there's an obsession. There's an obsession amongst women with diamonds, which is why this study that you're talking about, where 77% of women surveyed would prefer a new plasma television to a diamond solitaire necklace, is really significant, because it shows maybe that the women in America, at least, are waking up and realizing that diamonds aren't what they're all cracked up to be.
I don't know. I think that, you know, I would much rather have a diamond any day of the week.
Listen here. Any jerk can, in 10 years, any jerk will be able to grow a diamond in a 50-gallon bucket in the back of their garage, okay?
You really believe that?
I know they're doing it now. I've seen the technology. And soon they'll have it out there. The fact is they're doing lab-grown diamonds over a half a carat now.
Yes, I do know there are lab-grown diamonds.
Okay, so what do you want one of these things for? I can grow mold in my garage, too.
I just would much rather, in my opinion, and I know that Ian's going to jump back at me with this, but I can understand why it's been in the past, and maybe it is De Beers Group who actually started this marketing technique that everybody's fallen for, but as a symbol of love from a man to a woman, that a diamond has always been there, and I don't feel...
What's wrong with just saying I love you? What's wrong
there's
with
nothing
just
wrong with that. There's
that
nothing
sort of
wrong
thing.
With that. And honestly, when I was engaged to get married, I didn't get a diamond ring. There wasn't a diamond on my finger. I had an emerald. I was happy with anything I got. I would have been happy with nothing. But
here you are saying that you want a diamond.
And what's
I would prefer a diamond.
It looks like a diamond.
Now, that is a diamond. That was bought later.
What is the utility of a diamond?
You caught me off guard there, because, it's what makes me happy. I would prefer a diamond over the TV any day, because the TV could break at any point.
We're not in a relationship. More on the way, 800-259-9231. Diamonds or TVs? Actually, I think you should just save your money, make a few extra mortgage payments, and go without. Yeah,
we'll talk to your home.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet?
Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. Only moments remain, so if you want to get your call in, now'd be the time to do it. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You like the program? You like the fact that we're out there six nights a week spreading the message of freedom and liberty? You like the idea that we give you everything for free on our website? Unlike those other talk shows that want to charge you a subscription fee? Well, maybe you should voluntarily support us. Over 270 of our listeners have become Free Talk Live amplifiers for as little as $3 a month. Now, as I pointed out, we give away everything on the website. So go and enjoy it. It's all for free. But if you like it, if you like the fact that it's free, pony up a little bit. $3 a month, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about the program. You'll learn about the perks that you get as an amplifier, including access to classic archives from way, way back, from back when Mark was a phone screener. In fact, the classic archives are going to be to the point where you're not going to be on anymore, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got replaced.
I got fired. Quit.
I got fired.
Yeah, you got fired from
that. You chose to leave.
Well, Wes called me in the office and said, "Mark, you like apples? Well, you're fired. How about them apples?"
Yeah.
It sounds like good stuff. It sounds to me like
what a way
fire.
To go. So, yeah, you get access to that and more with the Amplifier program at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, the most important part is your $3 a month helps us spread the message of freedom and liberty around the world. We get more radio stations on board with the show. We get more Internet listeners. You can see what I mean. We're going to amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about diamonds and women in America and their obsession with them, which might be fading, according to the Girls Gone Wired survey of 1,400 women. Now, it's important to point out the age range on this survey. It was women aged 15 to 49. I bet if we had women on the 50 and over side, it would be a little bit different.
I would say, of course, it would.
But women in the 15 to 49 age range, 77% of them said they would prefer a plasma television to a diamond solitaire necklace. And actually, even shoes lost out. The study found 86% would prefer a new digital video camera to a pair of designer shoes.
Which also surprised me.
It all surprises me.
Which I think is awesome. I think it's great that women are becoming more technologically, I guess,
advanced
into tech stuff. And I think it's fantastic because you develop, I think, more intelligence by thinking about things like technology than you do
a new pair of Dolce & Gabbana. What are you saying, that people who would prefer shoes or diamonds aren't intelligent or as intelligent?
That's what I'm saying. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Kate.
It's a defensible position.
Let's talk to Kate in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Hello. I actually deal with diamonds every day.
Oh, so great, Kate.
And I'm a gemologist.
Oh,
what is
perfect.
That?
There is an advantage to a diamond in an engagement ring.
Okay.
Why
is that?
Regardless of cost or anything else. Because diamonds are the hardest substance on earth and one of the most durable gemstones, you will not. You, it's almost very difficult to damage the stone wearing it every day.
Have
but
you seen a lot of
rings?
Have you
seen will get chipped and damaged over time?
So you've seen
the
like emeralds and garnets and all these.
Everything else you will scratch and chip.
Okay.
Yep. That is true, and that plasma TV could easily be scratched or broken at any point in time.
I suppose.
Other thing is the Beers has been losing market share for because of the international global market. New mines that have been opening up are not selling to the Beers, or they're only selling a small percentage of their lower quality diamonds.
Okay, so why are they artificially inflated? I mean, why is it the diamonds are worth?
The thing is, they're not anymore. Diamonds hit their peak at about 1980. Every year, the margin gets thinner and thinner and thinner. On your higher quality diamonds, they actually are rare and hard to find and are very market-driven. Your fancy color diamonds are extremely market-driven due to availability. Your really teeny tiny small stones, yes, they're going to have more margin because it's so much more work to the cost of the diamond to put them into a piece of jewelry. Those are the diamonds that are getting replaced with the lab-created ones when they can afford to make them. When they can make them inexpensively.
Now, I think that lab-created diamonds are going to probably replace regular diamonds at some point in the future.
Here's what will happen. They figure what will happen with those is what happened with the lab-created ruby, sapphires, and emeralds.
Okay.
Your lower-end stones will disappear. Those will all be replaced with lab-created.
Uh-huh.
Your rare or higher-quality stones become in demand because people will get a lab-created stone, and then they'll want a really good natural one later when they can upgrade.
Okay,
and
upgrade.
That's what's happened with lab-created emeralds.
Come on, Kate. Isn't a diamond just a total waste of money? Be honest now. Come on.
It is not.
Anything you can't afford is a total waste of money.
About this, Kate? What if I got, just to the average person, 99 out of 100, suppose I bought the woman that I loved. I really do. I bought her a cubic zirconia, set it in a really nice gold setting or whatever metal she wants, platinum, uranium, 223, I don't care. Put it in whatever she wants and, gave the rest of the money to her in blue chip stock options.
As long as she knows it's the CZ in the ring when you give it to her? I have no problem with that.
I understand that, but is anyone ever going to be able to tell, besides yourself with your little eye thing in? How's that?
Because, first off, they reflect light differently, so they look different.
Okay.
The other thing is they're going to get scratched up and chipped in about a year. They're softer than diamonds.
Well,
they're not even close.
Now, is there anything close?
Right now, no.
Okay.
Synthetic moissanites, which are darker, they can't get them quite colorless yet.
Mm-hmm.
They're about as hard as sapphires.
Okay.
Now, colorless sapphires don't sparkle as much as diamonds.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty much having been on the other side of the repair counter.
So, Kate, now looking at this from the perspective of this idea that if you love somebody, you buy them a diamond, is it true that the more you love someone, the bigger the diamond will be?
Only if he's got more money.
Very good.
Are there a lot of women out there that think that way?
The people who finance a ring that they can't afford are just being stupid.
Well said, Kate. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We got to get to more calls here. Let's talk to Kyle in Kansas City. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, Kyle?
I just wanted to talk about if you guys heard about the Presidential Empowerment Act.
Is this the one that The Onion was reporting on today?
Yes.
Yeah, we just read that earlier this hour.
You just read it? Oh, you did? Oh, my bad. Sorry about that.
Thanks, Kyle. Anything
that's
else?
All right.
Thank you.
But would you... All right, that's about it, really.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. All right, let's go to Bill.
Well, obviously, we're hitting our demos.
Yes. Bill in Missouri, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello, Bill.
Well, if we're not caring about diamonds so much, you guys sure are spending a lot of time on it.
Wait, what about wasting time about diamonds?
I mean, if diamonds are so rare, why does every city have 25 to 50 stores filled up with them and in everybody's house has diamonds?
They're not rare. That's the point.
Right.
They're not.
It's
that's the
smaller diamonds that are not rare.
No,
well,
there
I mean,
are no
not
rare
as rare
diamonds.
As natural gas and oil. There's plenty of it.
Absolutely.
I wanted
silly.
To call and talk to you guys about conspiracy and being a conspiracy theory. The difference between... Oliver Stone making his new movie about 9/11, everybody's going to call him a conspiracy theory. Well, there's only one type of conspiracy. Two or more people get together and decide they're going to do something. If a prosecuting attorney can charge thousands of people in open court every year with conspiracy, how come he's not a conspiracy theory? The answer is he has the power of authority. If I had the power of authority, I could march through the doors and gather the information that they're blacking out in the documents for 9/11. But when people talk to, when I talk to people and I try to explain to them what this country's turning into, the first thing out of their mouth is what? You're a conspiracy theorist.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
And what is the difference? I don't have the power of authority. Prosecuting attorneys prosecute people in open court all the time for conspiracy.
Yeah.
Is there two types of conspiracy or just one?
No, there's only one as far
there's
as
only
I know.
One type of conspiracy.
Yeah.
People need to remember that.
And,
also,
the diamond thing is a conspiracy. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, if it's so rare, why does everybody have it?
Yeah, and
oil.
And De Beers did conspire to buy as many of the diamond mines as they possibly could, and they conspired to brainwash the American public and the Japanese public as well into believing that diamonds mean love. It's craziness.
Well, and the only thing, too, people need to realize that the diamonds that they possess right now are blood diamonds from Africa.
Yeah,
blood
diamonds?
They are covered in blood. So when that woman just called and said she has a beautiful diamond, won't you just kill something and dip it in blood?
Wait, I don't understand. Blood diamond?
You have to explain
blood diamond. People died to give that diamond. People are enslaved in Africa and around the world to get that diamond.
At one point, they were enslaved where they were actually.
Melissa, there are still people enslaved. I mean, these governments, these African governments, are absolutely enslaving their people.
Really? I was unaware that they were enslaving them and having them mine for diamonds.
Amongst other things. Bill, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Look. All right. I found the article that I was looking for. It's way too long to read. But if you want to know the real story behind diamonds, go and Google, have you ever tried to sell a diamond? It appeared in a magazine called The Atlantic back in 1982. The article, again, is have you ever tried to sell a diamond? It is a lengthy history of the entire scam that has been the diamond industry. It is an amazing, revealing article.
Kate did say that diamonds hit their peak in popularity or,
in 80.
Price margin or whatever in 1980, whatever, one or two.
We got to sneak another call in. It's Marty in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello, Marty.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind, Marty?
Hi, and I just sent you an email. Mm-hmm. I was listening to O'Reilly last night.
I'm sorry. You got about 30 seconds to get it, I mean like 20 seconds to get it out there, so go
quick. I wanted to talk about if we're going to make a change for freedom for the better, we need to change the media first.
That's why Free Talk Live is here. We're spreading across the country, and we're looking to dethrone Rush Limbaugh. So go to freetalklive.com and help support the show. Thanks for the call, man. We totally agree. It's been Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
See you online. In the meantime, between now and tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
I used to